It's October 16th, 2012. I'm Eric Damer, and I'm speaking here with Kay Jackson. Thank you very much for the interview. So, Kay, why don't you tell us when you were born, where you were born, how you came to Burnaby?
Okay, well, I guess I should say that my maiden name was O'Cook, and my parents had, my father had a radio repair shop back in the 19, I guess it must have been the 1920s, because he had it quite a while before I was born, I know, right here on Kingsway, and just very close to us. And I was born in the Vancouver General Hospital in 1935. For a long time, we lived behind that little radio shop. And then, as time went by, we finally did move upstairs to an apartment, which was basically above Bailey's Hardware, which is a big hardware store right next to us. No, we were above Bailey's. But anyway, we moved up to this apartment above Bailey's, and we lived in the apartment for quite a long time. And while we were living in the apartment, well, during the war, I think Dad had a hard time, because being a radio repair shop, as you could imagine, in that time, when you have an extra box, you do not put it into repairing your radio. You put it into food, right? So Dad, I remember Mom telling me that Dad often would, work for, they would say, "Fred, would you repair my radio? And, for vegetables, we can give you potatoes and carrots and things," which was food, we'll take that. So that's the way we did it. So anyway, we.
What do you remember about what radios were like in those early days?
Well, I don't know. I was so young. I do remember one terrible thing that happened, though. Because it was a radio repair shop, my father had this long workbench. And of course, he had lots of these plug outlet things in to plug radios into. And my mother also had hairpins that she used for her hair. And as a toddler, a little tiny one, I was probably about maybe 3 years old or something, toddling around, I had seen my father plug into the radios. And this one time, I saw my mother's hairpin laying there. So I actually took that hairpin and I took it into the shop and I shoved it into the socket. Well, of course, I burnt my hand tremendously. In those days, doctors were not that close to us. And we had a drugstore just down here that we used. They were wonderful. The backs, Seton and Baxter, I think his name, two druggists. They were also like first aid people for if you had any kind of a problem. So, Nichols and Family Market was right next door to us. And Jackie, he was often worked off and on with his, well, not worked, but that was much to hear. But anyhow, as I said, Jackie and I were almost like brother and sister. My best friend, Cookie, she lived on just on Pioneer Avenue, just behind. There were a few shops on Kingsway, then a lane, and she lived the first house, like on that side. And she was just a little bit older than me, but we got to be very good friends. She was, her mother had seven daughters. She was daughter number six. And there was another daughter born. Yeah, all at home.
And what did you do as a youngster growing up in Burnaby? Did you
Well, wonderful
have
things
lots of
happened in
fun?
Burnaby, yes. I can remember, like, the Oak Theater. Now, the Oak Theater was our theater. This is the one we would. And every Saturday, they would have the Odeon Movie Club, which was specially for us kids. And we would go and we would watch Nyoka the Jungle Girl. Oh, every time we left, Nyoka was on the edge of a volcano and about to be thrown in. Of course, they could carry it on the next Saturday and we'd have to go back and see how Nyoka did. Cookie and I used to pretend to be Nyoka because there was a fair bush around then in those days. We could be Nyoka. Anyway. So we'd go to every Saturday we would go there to the night to watch the Saturday morning movie. There was also Burnaby had a lot of things in those days. They had May Days in May. They had wonderful May Day things up here at Central Park. They had a pet parade, where again in Central Park there was a lot of this stuff happening, and we would always, of course, go to all that. Plus, Cookie and I would also just walk up to Central Park and play on the swings and things. And it was a fair walk for us from even from mm-hmm. there. Nowadays it doesn't seem so long, but I guess that's because we're older. I don't
know. Were you involved in any organized activities?
I was in Girl Guides, yeah. Yes. I belonged to Girl Guides and CGIT, mm-hmm. Canadian Girls in Training. That's about all, yeah. I guess.
And then you went to school in Burnaby.
Oh, yes. I went to Kingsley West. That was an old school. They tore it down to build, as I said, Simpson Sears, as mm-hmm. it was called in. But I went to Kingsley West, and then after Kingsley West, I went to Burnaby South High School, where I graduated from Burnaby South High School. In those days, there was no junior high. It was just, you know, you went to Kingsley West mm-hmm. from grade 1 to 8, and then you went to Burnaby South for 9, 10, 11, and 12.
Right. Yeah. And are some of these photos from high school?
These are high school photos, pretty much. Oh, here's the Burgesses, yeah. So these are pretty much high school photos. This is the grade 10.
The girls are all in nice straight ankle, almost
that's,
ankle
that
length
was
skirts.
The fashion, exactly, almost
blouses
ankle, straight down, yes, a lot of saddle shoes, there's the saddle
and
shoes.
And your socks all nicely wrinkled there at your hip angles.
Oh, yes. That's the fashion, and
the boys
and
are,
the, and saddle
are,
shoes.
Are a little more casual than I would expect.
Yeah, they're quite casual. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of them just have plaid shirts or...
Yeah. Well, this is grade 12. We're in grade. This is not in order. It's grade 11, grade 12.
You have any memories of high school, good, bad, or otherwise?
Loved high school. Absolutely loved high school. As far as I was concerned, after I graduated, I'd like to have gone right back to grade 9 and started all over again. The only thing I didn't like was PE.
Okay.
Did not like PE, but I loved high school. But I was no jock, as they called it. But I did love my high school. This is grade 12. This is grade 11. But yeah, it was Burnaby South was a great high school. Truly a great high school.
What made it so great and so fun? The
I don't know.
The social aspect?
Yeah, I think so. A lot of team spirit, mm-hmm. you know, and everything.
And the actual your actual studies courses, were they fun? Not
well,
fun?
They
the
were
teachers?
There. I mean, no. I loved art.
Mm-hmm.
Hated PE, mm-hmm. loved art, hated math.
Do you remember much about the teachers and how they taught?
Well, especially my art teacher, Miss Franciski, she was wonderful. She was really good about letting my friend and I, she was like me, she really liked art too. And we often would, go in for not extra art classes, but... I don't know. At any rate, we both, Joan and I, really liked art. Joan, this is Joan here.
There we are.
Yeah. And,
So following high school, again, you settled down in Burnaby as well? Stayed in the area?
Yeah, well, after high school, I decided that I always wanted to be work downtown. I wanted to be a downtown girl. Office downtown, you know, lunch hours in a neat little cafe, shopping on my mm-hmm. lunch hour downtown, and everything else. So I went and I got a job at Sears mail order.
Hmm.
And I started with them downtown, did that. And they said to me, well, Kate, they said, I guess you've noticed that we're in a bit of a shambles around here. Things are a bit messy. And I said, well, you know, not really. I hadn't noticed. But she says, well, you know, we're in the process of moving. I said, oh, really? Where are we moving to? She says, we're moving to our Burnaby store, which brought me right back to where I started, basically, because
so
they tore my school down.
This was about 1953 or so?
Yeah.
Two
or
three?
Oh. Well, let's see. Yeah, I guess it would be.
And you got a job in downtown Vancouver.
Well, very good. For a couple of weeks, I was downtown.
And they moved you back to Burnaby.
And they moved me back to Burnaby. So, well, they moved their mail order. You see, their mail order office used to be downtown. That's where I was part of the Sears I was working in. Then they informed me that they had put their mail order office into the regular store to make it faster for all this sort of stuff. So I said, oh, we're moving back. We're back in. We're going all the way back to Burnaby.
Hmm.
Two blocks from where I live.
and how much of an impact did the new Sears in Burnaby have?
Tremendous. I think I know my mother and father were delighted. Of course, we lived really close. We lived on Hazel Street. It was very close. And I know Absolutely. My mother just thought having a department store right outside her door almost was absolutely fabulous. So they both enjoyed it very much.
And you worked at that store for a few years?
I worked at that store for several years, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, well, we got here. So what do we got here?
Yeah.